Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. Jill and Kim, one harmonic whole. We're back for another message.
Yeah.
Today's is very deep. It's very deep. Has to do with feeling hopeless. It's very intense. Yesterday, I'd say more yesterday afternoon, mid-morning,
yeah.
Afternoon started.
Yep.
It's trickling into today. Jill and I were talking, as you all know, we discuss what we're going to talk about before we come on here, and it was going very deep. And how can we help those that are just feeling hopeless and
lonely
both,
and lonely,
yeah.
Loneliness and alone, like as the energy shifted mid-morning-ish yesterday and into the afternoon, like I could just feel, even people who are listening today, if you were experiencing that or knew someone was, that people were identifying that they were the only ones having that happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, it very rarely is that the case where we're that alone. We in our minds convince ourselves we're alone. And that just like adds hopelessness to hopelessness and loneliness, and it snowballs it, and
it's hard to get out of those moments too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was tapping into those feelings of somebody's mind, and I can see somebody in front of me saying, hey, you know what, you just need a glass of water. Hey, you just need to go for a walk. Hey, you know what, if you just eat healthier or take this vitamin, you know what, you'll feel better. And I'm just sitting here thinking, well, what's the point? What's the point? Why should I do that?
Right. And then I've actually had experiences in my life where I felt so paralyzed or so numb or all of that, that yeah, the thought of go for a walk would cross my mind, and I just couldn't literally get enough energy to get those, whatever synapses going in my brain and in my body, to start that movement. Like you just kind of lift your head and go, yeah, I should go for a walk. And then you just slump back down again. And so it's not necessarily even for a lack of, say, wanting to, like there's something physiologically going on in the sense of like, you feel like you don't even have enough energy to get up and go.
Yeah. And how do we help these people or even help ourselves in this moment? If you're a person listening to this now and you're like, yeah, that's where I'm at. I was trying to tap in to see what would help. What would help in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And I started hearing bells, church bells.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember.
Yeah, the church bells are, like you said, Kim, it's the frequency that they put off.
Yep.
So there's no association in this with any sort of a religious or this. It's the actual frequency of bells.
Yep. Yeah. I started hearing when I was younger, the church bells would still go off, when it's church time. And right, it didn't matter if you're going to church or not. Everybody actually just felt like a sense of peace with it. It's the way that the frequencies are hit and they vibrate out. They expand through the air, through the atmosphere, and it actually does do some healing effect for the body. Very beautiful.
And it's not mental, not in the mind at all. That's one of the things that I think is so healing about bells, is it's visceral. It's in our bodies. We feel it in our bodies. We can feel it in our minds, but it's what I mean by it is we're not thinking about the bells. We're not saying, oh, there's the bells. Like we're experiencing the frequency of them when they catch your attention, when you feel the peace. We're experiencing them. And we have such a wild world right now that we don't really have a whole lot of that, of the healing bells happening to rebalance our system, to put us into that wholeness. Like we can get very, very, very lost, especially in today's world with the amount of information we have. we can get very lost in our mind. News, internet, social media, you know, constant texting, say, with people. It's just like this barrage. And we get so into it, and then we start finding ways to cope in it, and then we can't, because it gets too much. And that's when, yesterday, I think there was a tipping point where a lot of people just hit it, and they're like, I can't do this anymore.
We've recognized that there are, what I want to call it, more people leaving Earth, whether that's through an illness, whether that's through self-inflicted accidents. I'm not picking on one or any other. It's just more, there's a lot of people leaving recently. It's increased a lot. And what has decreased over the years are the bells and just standard frequencies, the standard, like having care for another person. And Jill, you brought this tool, this amazing tool up. Is if when you're feeling off, you love to take showers.
Yeah.
And if you take a shower, you're like, that's something that you're doing for self-care. But what you can do is actually then send that out. You could send that out. You're very powerful. We are all very powerful. Or you can send it out to people that might need that support too.
Yeah. So yesterday, I really did not know what was going on. I felt that shift, and I did what I described earlier. I thought it was just me. Like, okay, this is something that's happening in me, in my life. And like, then Kim and I started talking to him. I was like, oh my goodness gracious, this is, you know, a bigger theme, if you will. And yes, if I could go back, if I could redo yesterday, that moment that I decided a shower moves energy for me. A shower is my church bells in a way.
Yes.
It's a frequency hit, if you will. It's not the shower. It's not for cleanliness. There's no utility use to the shower. It's literally to move energy in my body that I'm having a hard time moving it or allowing it to move, in that I like start to tense up and I store it in my body, and then I end up with tense muscles and headache and blah, blah, blah. That's my process. Yeah, loads of people out there, if you have something like that, you may end up with headaches, you may end up with sore muscles, or some people might store it in their stomach, get stomach aches. But anyway, if I could go back, I would have, in that moment, Kim, it's like a web of support, sending out an energetic church bell vibration,
yes,
web of support, would have been like, just very quietly, like, whoever in the world needs this right now, come on, let's go. Let's get up. Let's go take that shower. Let's move that energy. And if it's not a shower, go for your walk or do whatever. Like, it would have taken me 10 seconds to have put that out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to commit to doing that now forward. Even when you like stop, it doesn't have to be in kind of some level of almost hopelessness is what yesterday was. There's a lot of hopelessness, deep hopelessness. It doesn't have to even be that, is what I'm saying. If I am working and realize I'm thirsty and I have the awareness to stop and take action to go get a sip of water, to literally put that web of support out to, hey, whoever in the world right now needs to stop and take a break and take a nice refreshing sip of water, let's do it. So let's do it. Mm-hmm. Like, what did that take to say that even? 3 seconds?
Exactly.
Let's go get the water. Yeah. Like, to make that a habit. To start putting those church bell frequencies out there from us, not from the bells any longer, but then from us.
Yeah. Yep. We are going to be the church bells.
Yeah. Yep. And if you're going, what are they, church bell? How can I? I'll give you like a few suggestions on how to be more of a church bell. Shut off the news. Yep. If you have the news in your house, stop watching the news. If you read the news online, stop. Take a, you know, turn down your time on online or social media. That, it's not that you can't be on those things, and it's when it's imbalanced. You can pull those things more into balance. You're going to be able to be more of a church bell for yourself and for others. And we need that. We need that. It's just like I was describing to Kim a gathering I was at recently, and in reflection of the event, I know in the moment I could see on people how much pain, how much sadness, how much loneliness. And it's just an imbalance. We don't have those church bells, those frequencies coming at us regularly to keep us whole.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say that, like, I can even feel it off of you, the sadness and the pain.
Mm-hmm.
We are becoming more of a vibrational being than we ever have been. So you, us, everyone, when we're doing for ourselves, we're doing what I call good things for ourselves, we're taking time for ourselves, you're not just taking time for yourself. You are literally putting out a beacon for somebody else to allow them to say, hey, maybe I want to feel good too. Hey, maybe this gives them a little nudge to, like you said, take that drink of water. Another thought kind of crossed my head when you were talking. Think of your body. Oh, okay, I get it. They're pulling me back. You remember walking into a room and that one person, everybody just wants to be that one person. They just radiate something. And they could be sitting there not saying anything, or you could be like the person who is always laughing and goofing around, and you're just like, I want to be around that person. They are like a bell tower. They're literally chiming their bell all over the place, and you just feel a vibration off of them. We don't have to be next to somebody. Our energies are now being expressed out further and further away from our bodies. So we can use it. The people that are in a good headspace, that we're in a good physical body space, we need to use this. We need to start expressing that out to other people so they can start feeling good too.
Yep. And last week we had a conversation about that support. Support is here for us. And this to me is us putting out, as I call it, a web of support. It's another layer of that support. And it's so easy to do when you're in that, you know, balanced bell, church bell space. It's so easy to send it out there. And then when you're not in that space, you could then, if you're hearing this conversation and you've been practicing sending out that support, that web of support, when you're not in that space, you can ask to receive some of that support from someone else. It's just a beautiful, effortless exchange. It doesn't take from anyone. It doesn't deplete anyone. It's just it just loves and supports and fortifies and helps all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's so needed.
Ooh, for all those people that are either in a state of hopelessness or having some mental pain going on right now, you are being supported. We are sending out just a beautiful vibration of bells coming towards you just to help you grab a glass of water, just to help you. Okay, I'll just get in the shower. That's all I need to do right now. I'll get in the shower. Okay.
Eat a piece of fruit. And yeah. Feel the experience of the vitamins and minerals going into your body. Go for a walk. Breathe.
Yeah. Because as much as you are in this hopeless state, you are actually very present in your body. You can be very present in your body. Sometimes that gets off balance. So we're bringing you back to your present state, which you're very present, but it's just off balance.
Yep.
And so when you eat something and you actually sit there, like you said, taste the vitamins going in, or just taste it. Be in the moment of the texture of it, the flavor of it.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
Yep.
Like you're feeling, you're allowing yourself just to be very present and enjoying that moment that you have.
Yeah.
Ooh. This one's deep.
It is, and it's needed. There's the depths of sadness and loneliness and hopelessness are, they're coming out, which is the good in that is that they're coming out, which means we can, you know, if there's an opening, if I'm having a lot of sadness and there's an opening, Kim has an opening to send me support. If I have it locked down, she can't send me support. So it's not like good in that we want a whole, you know, we want it happening. It's good in that there's an opportunity for it to move and to shift and to receive help and goodness. And so take a few breaths, be patient. Let's go slow with this, but it's, you know, sip by sip, you know, shower by shower, bite by bite. We'll get more and more rebalanced and where we don't get knocked off balance so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Thanks for listening. Until next time.